Isn't your child stressed about returning to school? It's time to check out Oregon Charter Academy. Our online school transforms learning into an empowering journey for your student. They will thrive in a safe environment with a dynamic and responsive curriculum. With personalized support, you'll see their confidence soar and feel the relief of knowing you found just what your child needs. Enroll today at OregonCharter.org and see the difference. Oregon Charter Academy, what learning should be.
Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Spartan Mental Gym. We're your daily dose of mindset workout, pumping you up with the focus and discipline you need to crush it in life. Today, we're tackling something super important, something that affects every single one of us, setting healthy boundaries in relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting anything back? You know, that feeling when your phone is buzzing off the hook at midnight with a friend needing to vent about their day, even though it's been a long one for you too? Or maybe you've got family members who always drop by unannounced, leaving you scrambling to tidy up and put on a show? Those are some classic boundary-busting situations. Let's face it, boundaries aren't always easy to establish, especially with people we love or feel obligated to please. But trust me, healthy boundaries are like the invisible fences that protect your time, energy, and sanity. They allow you to show up authentically in relationships without feeling drained or resentful. So, let's dive into five key takeaways that will help you build those strong, unshakable boundaries. Number one, know yourself first. This is the foundation. What are your values? What drains your energy? What makes you feel respected and valued? Once you know this stuff about yourself, it's way easier to identify what behaviors you won't tolerate from others. Think of it like knowing your favorite flavor of ice cream. You wouldn't accept a scoop of something else if that's not what you're craving, right? It's the same with boundaries. Number two, communicate clearly and assertively. Don't be afraid to speak up for yourself. Use I statements to express your needs and expectations. For example, instead of saying, "You always call me late at night," try, "I feel overwhelmed when I get calls after 9 p.m. It would be great if we could respect each other's need for quiet time in the evenings. See the difference? Number three, be consistent. This is where the rubber meets the road. Boundaries aren't just words, they're actions. If someone crosses a line, gently but firmly remind them of your boundary. Don't let people walk all over you or guilt trip you into doing things that make you uncomfortable. Remember, consistency builds trust and respect. Number four, it's okay to say no. This is a big one. Learning to say no without feeling guilty is a superpower. Saying yes to everything spreads you thin and leaves little room for your own needs and desires. Number five, don't take it personally. When someone pushes back on your boundaries, try not to take it personally. It often has more to do with their own insecurities or coping mechanisms than anything about you. Remember, you are not responsible for other people's reactions. You are only responsible for setting healthy limits for yourself. Okay, let's get real for a second. Think about that friend who always shows up at your place unannounced, ready to crash on your couch and raid your fridge. You've tried hinting around, but they just keep doing it. Sound familiar? That's where boundaries come in. Instead of letting them walk all over you, next time they show up unexpectedly, say something like, "Hey, I really appreciate you wanting to hang out, but I'm having a busy day and need some alone time. How about we plan for another day?" See? You're still being kind, but you're also setting a clear expectation. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It allows you to show up fully in your relationships without feeling depleted or resentful. So, what are you waiting for? Start building those healthy boundaries today. You deserve to have relationships that are mutually fulfilling and respectful. And remember, consistency is key. keep practicing, keep communicating, and watch those relationships thrive. Until next time, keep pushing your limits, one mindset workout at a time. Don't forget to subscribe to Spartan Mental Gym and share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of boundary-setting wisdom. We'll catch you in the next session.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.